This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the international LGBT news and current affairs show, every week on Australia's first LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community. This is the Worldwide Wave.
This is Worldwide Wave, Joy's international news and current affairs show for and by the LGBTI community, taking you around the globe one queer story at a time. I'm Matt, and we are back with you live from the Victorian Pride Centre in St Kilda. And tonight I'm very, very excited to be joined on the Worldwide Wave panel by Stefan.
Good evening.
And hello, Alex.
Bonsoir. Homophobia has long been rife in Russia. The introduction of laws to limit the LGBT community has been brought in by President Vladimir Putin and are driving a kind of state-sanctioned attack. First, it was the infamous gay propaganda law that uses prop protection of children to hide the blatant homophobia. More recently, the Russian state explicitly ruled out same-sex marriage through a constitutional amendment.
One phrase sums up life for LGBT people in Russia today. You can be gay in Russia, but you can't talk about it openly. These words are from Andrzej Gavris, the Latvian director of the short film We Will Become Better. It joined us with a dancer from the film, Max Avdiv. Here's a taste of what's coming up tonight.
And I see that actually helps people when I read comments and people say, well, okay, it made my day.
That really amazed my mind because some people like saying they were posting on Instagram, reposting that video. I was really in shock because so warm opinions on that. Like people are saying like, I'm crying. This is so beautiful.
It is not illegal to be gay in Russia, it is just difficult. Long-held conservative beliefs permeate through society. Added to this are laws that have been brought in under President Vladimir Putin in an attempt to portray LGBT people as deviant. Andrzej Gavris has made a short film titled We Will Become Better, released exactly 1 year after the passing of the laws to prohibit same-sex marriage. The film seeks to challenge the offensive, narrow portrayals of same-sex relationships in Russia. We ask Andrzej to explain more about the campaign and his reason behind making the film.
So what is the reason behind the campaign and the film?
Lately, like last 3 years, I'm blessed enough to work in campaigns that have a grander subject than myself, I would say. So I did this piece in LA that shows the homelessness crisis. And then I shot a pretty controversial campaign in Russia, more about politics. And then last year, I received this script from Evgeny, who's a creative director and so he wrote an idea, he dropped me a script, and actually at this time the COVID hit, so I was back from LA to my hometown in Latvia, where I'm originally from, and I was actually dining with my parents, which are quite controversial, I would say, because I come from Eastern Europe and I was born in the 90s, and as you may know, people don't really support LGBTQ rights in this region. Right now, I guess it's a little better, but my parents is a perfect example of like Soviet Union brainwashed people. So I would say not this narrow-minded, but, you know, still quite, I wouldn't say like aggressive, but more like close to being open about the subject. For me, it's like being, you know, being close to the subject and being aggressive towards it. It feels like total nonsense, right? So we always have these fights. And I have a sister and we have 16 years of difference, right? So I'm like, the older brother, and the thing is, like, I'm always trying to show her what the world is actually about, I guess, in the sense that I see it, because I was growing up on my own and I never had no one to tell me like what's happening, right? So we always have these conversations, and before I actually received the script, we had this fight again of actually why should we be more open in this region for LGBTQ rights and people? So it was again a fight. And then I checked my email and I received this beautiful script, and I was like, I'm doing it. Like, I just want to do it. And then it's been a year. It's been a tough year actually getting it financed. And we had months where everyone's like, yeah, we really can't do it anymore. We hear so many, you know, rejections and stuff, because, you know, it's a really hard subject to talk about in Russia and in Eastern Europe. Like, it's not like getting LGBTQ film finance in Europe, which would be, you know, a common sense, right? Which people are, you know, so supportive here. And I right now, it's the first campaign in Russia that actually celebrates LGBTQ rights. And for me, the most important part is that, like, as I said, I grew up in Eastern Europe. It's different from what Russia is. But back in the 90s, it was a really, you know, good mix of Russian culture and Latvian cultures. And I would say Latvian culture is not this open to the subject as well. So, I mean, when I was growing up, LGBTQ rights were demonized, and people were like, actually demonized. And you bring all of the cliches into the subject, like, oh, they're this and they're that, and they're capture you, and, you know, in this, you know, they're gay society, which is like total nonsense. But that was real, right? And what I wanted to portray is the absurdity of all of this. When I received the script, I read it, it's like, I'm so happy that it doesn't really say anything against, you know, homophobic people or anything. Like, it's just pure love.
Max, for you, why did you want to do that? How were you approached, and what made you want to do it?
You know, I'm a young actor, or something. Like, I'm still working on playing. I want to be independent. I don't have any, like, kind of agent or something like this. I'm still on my way on building my career in this, but I am, like, already have some type. Yeah, in all the projects that I participated in. And I can be, like, feminine, I can play feminine, I can play girls, I can play women, I can play gay, open people, and something like this. And this is very, like, unique, I think, for even for theater, for example, because in St. Petersburg, mostly I play in theater shows. And first of all, I was a little firm to this idea because I got a call, very sudden call from my friend. And he's actually a choreographer in Goggle Center. And he's like, called me like, we have a project, blah, 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 blah. And like, now the producer would call you, like, so talk if you want to. And I got a call and I'm like, yeah, it's interesting. Okay. But then, you know, I was a little afraid of this manifestation, you know, because I didn't know Andrzej yet. I didn't know the whole idea yet. I was like, okay. But then, like, everything changed as we met with Andrzej, because it just, this is soulmate. You know that feeling when you just, like, you see the man for the first time, or, like, I mean, any kind of human, and you feel like you kind of know them for, like, years, and maybe years before even the earth was existed. Like, you know, like, something like from beyond the world and all the timing. And I remember you, Andrzej, we were talking not about the project, but just about, like, us, our lives. And we were, like, just, it's so in touch. And
that was cool.
I was like, yeah. And I was like, yes, that's absolute. Yes, that's super. Like, this man, I really can trust this man to do his job. And I really can, you know, like, rely on, I really can, you know, bring my own and the whole energy to this performance. And that's why I, like, day by day, rehearsal by rehearsal, I was more ensured that this is a very good stuff. I mean, this is what we need to show. This is what we need to talk about. And this is why we, you know, have to appreciate just the living and loving and just being ourselves. That's it.
That's filmmaker Andrzej Gavris with dancer Max Avdiv speaking about their film. It's called We Will Become Better on Joy 94.9. Andrzej there, he's already had a controversial film. Now he's doing an LGBT film in Russia. You'd have to wonder if he might become a bit of a target of authorities.
Do you think? It's... Yeah, it's obviously
it's a risk.
It's a risk, and he likes the controversial movies, I think. And he was very passionate about the movie and about the relationship with Max during the interview was really
you could hear the support.
Yeah. And MJ is straight, so he really describes himself as an ally, and it is the kind of allies you want, really advocating for LGBT. It was very passionate about it, and really could not understand why in his day and age this is still around, and why more and more of it in some countries are bringing all these laws back.
Yeah. As he said, it's a story that needs to be told. Mm.
Yeah, because we're seeing a similar thing in Hungary, aren't we?
Yeah,
that whole idea of the anti-gay propaganda approach to right suppression.
And there have obviously been challenges in the making of it. Again, these laws that are in place are not necessarily enforced, but they are designed to cause fear. There's fear from Max about taking on the role. There were rejections for funding. You know, it's designed to...
Yeah, it is. And, sorry, and the movie is rated 18 plus for this reason, you know, because of the anti-propaganda law, that we really need to ensure that nobody under 18 sees that movie, because they could then become targets. Yeah.
Yet the content, I'm assuming, does not in any way
absolutely
warrant.
Not. Yeah. No, it's. You can watch it freely on YouTube, and it's a beautiful movie with dancers and no nudity, nothing. I mean, somebody's got bare chest.
It takes you back to the era when, you know, when Mama was young, it just a gay kiss on a film in Australia would have got an R rating.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, we've now completely reviewed our attitudes about that, and the thank God's censorship ratings boards have somewhat come on board. But yeah, I mean, the fear is interesting because, I mean, they're both being quite brave, because from a young filmmaker's perspective, this could be professional suicide in some conditions. But, you know, he's in the European Union. Yeah, luckily, right. He doesn't actually live in Russia. Maybe it would be a different approach if he lived in
Max
Russia.
Does. Oh,
he does.
The dancer.
Oh, the
dancer.
Yeah,
the dancer does. He lives in St. Petersburg. The filmmaker, Andrzej is Latvian, but lives in Germany or Amsterdam.
Yeah. Gives him a bit more.
We've got lots more coming up. In fact, we hear the risks in making this movie amidst Russia's harsh gay propaganda laws. You're listening to Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Out loud, proud, Joy.
It's a Worldwide Wave. Tonight we're in Russia. Messages coming in. First of all, a new membership. Welcome, Jemima, from the Accidental Jumper Co., who's come in as a part of our Rebuilding Rainbow campaign. Love having you a part of the Joy family and taking advantage of that great campaign. So if you are a LGBT business in Victoria, go to the website joy.org.au.
I love the name of that company. What was it? Accidental
Jumper Co.
Oh, I'm intrigued. I'm going to look them up later.
I think I'd like an accidental jumper. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Is it one you find? Or
I don't know. We'll find out some more. Thanks for joining us. And another one, beautiful message. After lockdown, you are still and always will be in my heart. Wish you a beautiful evening, Joy 94.9. Thank you, MM. Love that message. Send us your messages. And we are talking queer film tonight. We are talking Russia and the ability to change minds and telling stories. What's your favourite queer film? Or what would you like to see in a film that could, you know, maybe swing the minds of Russians into getting rid of some of these strange laws?
My Beautiful Laundrette I saw recently. We watched again. My God, that's a good film.
From the 90s? Early
80s, mid-80s. Yeah. You, with, what's his name, the Irish actor or British English. It is an amazing story. And you realise you watch it so ahead of its time.
There was racial issues.
It was not just layers. And it was quite amazing, really. Very bold film. So, there's some classics out there.
Yeah, and Beautiful Thing. That's always, that was one of the early ones that I saw that's always stayed with me. And, there's heaps. Yeah. heaps of tokens.
Too many.
I think my first one was Maurice.
Oh, yes. You've hit the nail there. That was my kind of almost coming out film. It was like I was right on the cusp of 17, 18. It was like, well, that was.
Well, yeah. Tell us your favourite queer film. What's the one that made a difference to you?
So Russia's gay propaganda laws are deliberately broad enough to be used as a tool to silence a rainbow community whenever the police feel like it. Andrei Gavris has made a short film titled We Will Become Better. Making such a film about LGBT issues therefore comes with risks. We asked the director, Andrei Gavris, how risky it was for them to put out their film We Will Become Better.
Obviously, you'll portray a gay character in the movie. And with the Russia anti-propaganda laws and all this, what are the risks to you or to the other actor, to you, NJ? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, with doing something controversial in Russia, you never know. Because before that, as I said, I did a political statement, which is huge. It talks about the president getting immortal, which is a big theme as well. And it got a bit viral, though, so it was all over the place, and everyone was so worried about it. And, like, you never know when they're going to knock on your door, right? So that's what happens in Russia. With this subject, for sure, there were risks, but I feel that the script is written in a way that you can't really... So I don't think it could go down as a propaganda. So when I even think about the statement, you know, gay propaganda law, like what the fuck is that? But no one actually knows, like, what is it? But and what I'm saying is we wrote the script in a way that they really, you know, there's really nothing that you can, you know, be against for. But and also we did the 18 plus because, you know, we care about the actors and then we care about the crew. So we don't want to be like... you know, reckless, yo, just let's release it. So we have 18 plus in the right corner, which makes it a content that children can't watch. Yeah, it's gay propaganda law. It's basically about what they say, brainwashing children, right? So you can't really show the content to children. As long as it's under, like, as long as it's over 18, then you can actually, it's under the law. So Yeah, there was a bunch of risks and everyone was worried and people were dropping off the project. Like, it was a challenge to find actors who would be open.
For you, Max, I mean, you're openly gay, you live in St. Petersburg, and I believe the Russian government has taken action against your family. I read that your father's Instagram account, something happened to...
Yeah, but yeah, that was not a kind of action. Is it just like, it's not a law.
What
action.
Happened?
It's just... Yeah, when I came out, it was 5 years ago, I think. I had an, you know, I still have an Instagram account, but at that time I had a very long relationship with a guy, and I started traveling and I started to post like different photos of us together, like kissing, hugging, and whatever, because we were like in Europe, and that for me the first time, like, wow, that's amazing, that's wow. And that was a little strategy for me to come out to my parents, for sure, because they're far away and they're like, we're in touch and that's okay. But it's hard for me to call my mom or my dad, like, and say, hey, I'm gay or something. I didn't want it. But so it's been exposed by my granny, actually, first of all. And then my mom and my dad, they just kind of like had a conversation with me and is like, what does it mean when blah blah blah, and I'm like, yeah guys, that's true, that's total truth, it doesn't mean that I don't love you anymore or whatever, and I really want you to accept, but if you don't accept, it's okay, it's my life. But after that, my mom got an Instagram account, and my dad wanted to get an Instagram account, but he was working for a government, for like local government in Tatarstan, and I didn't know that by that time, and only my sister, when she came to St. Petersburg, because she moved to St. Petersburg, she lives here, and I'm luckily having the best sister, you know, in the world, and she told me once, like, you know that fact about our dad, and I'm like, no, and she said, like, you know that he wanted to open the Instagram, like, to make an Instagram account for himself to watch you and to be in touch with you more, and, like, the government kind of rejected it, like said, no, you cannot do this because your son is openly gay. And I was in shock. I was not maybe more in shock. I was pissed because, I mean, that's a kind of absurd moment. But at the same time, you really understand that it's his career and the people, like their bosses, his bosses are kind of like saying no to all the freedom that we have, which is like, yeah. And he still doesn't have any account, but he doesn't work anymore for this government stuff.
Andrew, you said that the movie was rated 18 plus, and I assume you can't really use traditional media to promote the campaign, the movie and the campaign behind the movie. So how will people see and be aware of the movie?
No, actually, we do promote it. We have Google Ads, which allow us to bring more audience to the movie. Also, we had, I would say a lot of media supported us in Russia. So that was good. But also, a lot of media took the film down after a week. I don't know why. No one explained, but maybe they received some hate mail or, I don't judge them. I mean, it's a harsh place to promote the subject. And also, as I said, one of the festivals just supported the film. It won a bunch of awards in Russia. So, and also we're launching the campaign in Europe, which helps people to spread the subject. So we're doing our best with the resources that we have, and we're not going to stop. We're trying to get more views, and I see that actually helps people. When I read comments and people say, well, okay, it made my day, or this amazing comment that you posted, Max, that you better say it. Like it's like a historical moment for LGBTQ.
Yay. That really amazed my mind, because some people like saying they were posting on Instagram, reposting that video. And I was reading those comments on YouTube channel, like under the video. And it was like that. I was really in shock because so warm opinions on that. Like people are saying like, I'm crying, this is so beautiful. Some people are saying like, I am so happy that there are so warm comments on that. The majority of comments are great. And one of the, I even shared that comment with Angie. The man said, like, this is a historical moment for gay Russia, because nobody before Angie, before our cast, before this project, before that campaign, nobody showed such natural stuff. You know, we're like an opposite. Okay, we gay and we can do this, we can party, la 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 la. It's a kind of like having fun or whatever, different kinds of views on that, point of views.
That's basically what I said. The way people portray gay people in this region is more like cliches and stereotypes. And when I'm saying cliches and stereotypes, I'm not even saying like real cliches and stereotypes. I'm saying like over exaggerated cliches and stereotypes. Like, I'm glad that we showed the film that actually shows true love, right? And not being rebellious about the subject. It's just like, this is the way it is.
From Russia Without Love, that's film director NJ Gavris and dancer Max Avdiv from their short film We Will Become Better, there with us on Joy 94.9. Those cliches and stereotypes, sounds like it's going back like 20 years to 30 years maybe to where we were in Australia.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine it just sounds weird that it's going backwards, but I mean, there are a lot of things going backward at the moment. I guess it's not surprising, but
they talked a bit about social media there and the very bad part where his dad was basically prohibited from setting up an Instagram account because
his son was gay.
Because his son was gay, yeah. And he worked for a government department. Yet this film, it's a short film, it's out on social media. The way it's getting viewed, like the good part is that it is very accessible.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, social media, isn't it? You know, can it can be a tool of suppression and a tool of liberation, you know, through.
And a tool of hate. So they did also mention that they got lots of comments on the YouTube page, quite negative ones, and they sort of had to stop reading them, which is my advice to anybody on social media, just don't read the comments.
Yeah, and it, I think I remember interviewing somebody that actually making will repost those comments, the negative comments with some you know, a little bit of comments around those comments. I can't remember who it was we featured. That person, it will come
to
back.
To send them up or to
put
it out there.
Yeah. So it would repost his private comments he was getting. And I think this guy Owen Jones in the UK does that on Twitter a lot. Actually, it's as a way of kind of diffusing it and showing people that
that they're gutless and hiding behind it. Pseudonym. We've got lots more coming up on Joy 94.9. We dare to ask what the future holds for Russia's LGBT community. You're on World Wide Wave.
Come on, Joy, let's get sickening!
Joy 94.9 is Australia's only LGBTQIA+ radio station.
But on top of broadcasting great content, did you know that Joy also offers production services?
From studio hire, podcasting services, voiceover talent, audio editing, and tons more.
We're here to help from start to finish, whatever your project may be. For more information, head to joy.org.au/services.
That's joy.org.au/services.
Hi, I'm Katie May, proud crossdresser and author of the book Men Can Wear Dresses Too, speaking from London on the World Wide Wave.
It's the show that takes you around the globe, one queer story at a time, World Wide Wave. A special hello to everybody listening to us on podcasts. You can subscribe to receive our podcast automatically either at joy.org.au/worldwidewave or on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast platform. And please leave us a review because we like to read these reviews, and also it's
lets other people know what's
that's
out there.
Around.
Joy has the biggest queer podcast collection in Australia. I think it's one of the biggest in the world. We are in Russia tonight. We're talking a short film that has been turned into a campaign, and we were asking, what's your favourite queer film? What's the film that sort of made a difference in your mind? I had a message in. We haven't got a name there. My favourite movie is Breakfast with Scott, which was a gay Canadian film from about the early 2000s.
I haven't seen that.
I remember it, distant memory, but I remember the lead actor had a really beautiful smile, and it was, you know, on the cover and all that sort of thing.
That's all you remember.
That wins me over every time. let us know your thoughts. The other one, there's too many to mention, but there's another UK one called Weekend, which is quite iconic.
Yes.
It was actually built on a stage show, but they shot it very well, so it was a very powerful film.
Yeah, that was really good, actually.
Yeah.
Reminds me of this, that amazing, I can't remember the title, the French one about a guy who picks someone up at a club, and it's just about them going home, and they're like literally real time. It was out a couple of years ago, and 120 BPM, that French film.
One of the best, HIV and AIDS,
but one of the best depictions of that era, the ACT UP era of the 90s.
I'm going to throw in one more, which is a lesbian film, and generally when these films come out at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, not too many gay boys turn up to a lesbian film, but this one had Olympia Dukakis in it, called Cloudburst. It was opening night film. Fantastic film.
The telling of stories has always been central to the rainbow community. Whether it is coming out, struggle for change, or hopes of a new generation, film lends itself beautifully to showing the passion and the delivery and the diversity of the LGBT community. And it is through this lens that we review Russia tonight, a short film titled We Will Become Better. We ask both NJ Gavris, the director, and Max Avdiv, the dancer, what their hopes were for the future of LGBT people in Russia.
What are your hopes for this movie? What do you want this movie to achieve?
So what we're trying to say again is that cliches, it's like, if I would close my camera like that, you see only black screen. That's what they see. They don't see person behind it, right? So that's what we wanted to do. And I guess talking about hopes, I mean, what I figured from my experience and talking about complicated subjects is, if there's any single person that would change our mind, then we already succeeded. So I feel like we can just change it step at a time. And then I see people who send comments like, you know, that the film helped us and that we have hope for future. And hearing that is like, yeah, we did what we wanted to do. Because people can actually relate. For some people, that would be, you know, hope for future, that there's nothing lost. Because, I mean, when you live in a country where everyone demonizes you, where everyone scares you, where you can't be open, and someone releases a film, someone actually, you know, has the balls to drop this film and would be like, this is the way it is, and we need to change. Then people are like, yeah, maybe I want to change. Maybe I want to do something about it. After this film, the whole thing is going to change. All Russia is going to become, you know, tolerant to gay people. No, it's not going to be like that. We're just a chain, but we're another chain. And maybe after this one, there's going to be another one and another one, and people would be more open. And that's what I personally hope for.
I'm hoping for that. Actually, I'm very happy that, like, that would sound stupid, but I'm very happy you're not gay. You're ally. You know, you're a perfect example of supportive man, like married man, but straight man, but so supportive and so looking forward to help and to talk about this, our minority. Okay, I would say minority. I truly believe this, we are not minority. But really, my biggest hope for that is just to increase the amount of allies, including straight guys, straight girls, straight men. I don't know, like elderly people more who would see those, maybe who would see their sons and daughters in our little portrayal of this heartbreaking performance of that impossibility of being together. So more people should be allies like Andrzej and his wife, Julia. Who are we fighting, you know, against? Who? No one. Why we can be just understanding each other a little more. That's it.
What I see what's changing in Russia is that the younger generation are being more brave and they're coming out. And I noticed that, because before, when I was thinking, like, I wanted to portray a relationship that would cover like a range of age. So I was thinking, you know, that the leading actor, he should be around like 40, and another one should be like 25. So we can have a range. So it won't be just, you know, oh, we're youth, because I didn't want to receive comments, oh, this youth, and that it's all like they're all demonized. I wanted to show it was there, you know, back in Soviet Union, it was there. It's now, it's been, you know, you have to see through it. So that was kind of my take on it. But then we couldn't find a person like that, because everyone's like, oh, you better go to all of the younger generation, because I can't do it. You know, I have a job, I'm 45 and no one knows, you know, that's the problem, right? Because they can't do it now, but the younger generation, they actually are way more brave right now, and Max definitely can say that it's true.
Andrzej and Max, director and dancer in the movie We Will Become Better, thank you very much for talking to us at World Wide Wave.
Thank you so much for having us.
The hopes of the younger generation. There's a lot riding, I tell you, the Gen, what are we up to now?
Gen Z.
There's a lot riding on this idea that they have different views, and you heard there, they're braver, they're coming out despite these laws.
Mm. And we're seeing, because we're talking one about a similar story in the rap coming up, you know, we're seeing this in Hungary, they're not just laying down, we saw this in Istanbul recently, where they've just, you know, they know, you know, despite police brutality, they're just not lying down. They're fighting, and it does seem to be the young generation, not too dissimilar to what we're seeing in Myanmar with, you know, on a different issue, but, you know, it's the young generation in Hong Kong, Myanmar, these places who are, you know, maybe social media, that's another example of the spread of news
and the way they're able to talk and get around the traditional apparatus, you know, tools of communication.
And the apparatus of repression by the state, you know.
They had a fairly, I thought, pragmatic approach that, you know, this short film is not going to instantly make everybody tolerant in Russia, but it's one step and then somebody else will pick up another step, and bit by bit there will be, you know, a change across Russia. So it's good to hear that hope.
Yeah, and art and film has had a long role in doing this, hasn't it? We've seen this across the world. You know, it was films like Philadelphia in the US that, you know, I mean, not that this film's anything on that scale, but I'm just saying, you know,
it's challenged preconceived ideas, didn't it?
Challenged and changed people's perceptions of a marginalized community or group.
That's what Max was really talking about there, was we need more allies. So it's not actually talking to the LGBT community, it's talking to the people who've got a son, a daughter, a cousin, an uncle that's a bit different, and we think he might be gay, and it's reframing it. Actually, talking films, it sort of took me back to the film Milk, Harvey Milk, and him saying, "You've got to come out."
Yeah,
it's very hard for people to hate you if they know you.
If they know you, exactly. Yeah, so it's like all forms of hatred are broken down through getting to know people of that group.
But it's hard though to come out. I mean, it's not easy.
No.
It's a big ask.
In some places it's getting easier, but still.
We've had another message in about our favourite queer films tonight too. Thanks, James. Closet Monster, which was an MQFF film. I remember that one too. Yeah, that was quite good.
Yes.
And in fact, that actually, just the mention of the word monster, there was an Australian film a few years back called Monster Pies, which was excellent as well. Excellent. Good to hear all these stories in all their diversity coming out on queer films. Oh, actually, we've just posted that short film to our Facebook page too, so you will be able to watch it and experience the story as well.
Want to hear more? Find out about LGBT life in over 100 countries. Download free podcasts of this show. Subscribe to iTunes or follow us on Twitter. Visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
You're on Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9. And a huge thank you too to our interviews tonight, film director Anjay Gavras and dancer Max Andive. Their short film is called We Will Become Better. You can find it on Vimeo, YouTube, and we posted it on our Facebook page. It's W3Joy or Worldwide Wave on Facebook.
And thank you to everyone who sent in Facebook messages. That's Liz, Brett, Antroyce, Richard, and a heap more have joined us and interacted with us on Facebook this last week. That's W3Joy on Facebook.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from Worldwide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe, one country at a time. Worldwide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern Australian Time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne and online at joy.org.au. You'll find all our podcasts at joy.org.au/worldwidewave, or follow us on Facebook for the latest international LGBT news. Search W3Joy on Facebook now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.